Vavra Hradilek was the first athlete from the Czech national team to clinch a medal at the 30th Summer Olympic Games in London this year. The kayaker, who was a vibrant personality and is both thoughtful and sharp on issues, discusses what it was like to win silver as well as how he hopes to use his newfound fame. I begin by asking him how he was dealing with all the media interest.
It's pretty crazy, I would say, because someone, I think Ondra Sinek, the silver medalist from Skulls, he told me it's going to be a bit of a mission to get over all the stuff I'm doing. But yeah, it's hard. I didn't expect anything like this. But yeah, so far I've been enjoying it and trying to manage to come to most of the places, because I know that I have to take it as an opportunity to get maybe some money and sponsors.
You were the first Czech to seize the medal at the London Olympics. How did it feel to be the first one?
To be honest, I didn't really think before my race that, like, I didn't really feel any pressure that it could be a first medal for, like, a Czech team. But at the end, yeah, the journalist told me that, so I realized how big a result and how big success it was. And yeah, so it made me happy, maybe even more than it would have been, like, third in a row or something like that.
What fool of me, I didn't even say congratulations to you. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Shake hands. What did you find the most surprising about your medal?
As I said, probably the media appearance and the media, they all want me to get the interviews, as well how many people back in the Czech Republic were actually watching the Olympics, and everyone, I think all 16 days of competition, they were just joined to television and following the Olympics, which was surprising for me. And but yeah, it's normal because people are used to listen just about the politics and all this stuff. So Olympics were probably a little bit more relaxing to them.
When you won the medal, it was probably one of the moments when many of the Czechs would feel proud of their home country. What makes you proud of your country?
Well, I was definitely proud of the Czech Republic, especially on the podium. When you see the Czech flags in that massive crowd which came to the venue, the grandstands, there was like 15,000 people and a lot of Czech flags. So, yeah, the people realizing that the little country can do this, produce the good athletes, so that's good.
What is the difference between Vavra Hradilek, a kayak slalom athlete, and Vavra Hradilek, the kayak slalom Olympic medalist?
I don't think it's a big difference. Maybe now people know me, that's the biggest difference. But for me personally, I don't think I'm going to change, no.
When does the whitewater season start?
Basically, in last 4 years, I've been traveling a lot to New Zealand, Australia, for the summer camps during our winter. So for me, it starts all in January. There's some little races to warm up before the season back in New Zealand. But the most important season starts in April, the national trials in Czech Republic, which we fight for like 3 spots in the Czech national team. And but pretty much I do paddle all over the year. I think maybe I have a break in around October, November, maybe. Break from paddling. At the end, it's all around the kayaking.
Do you prefer to practice on natural river, natural canal, or the man-made one? I don't know how to call it.
Yeah, man-made is good. I mean, last year's most important races are at the man-made courses, which is quite good for training, because most of the time you can use the elevator to go back and you can circulate on the course. But for me, I really appreciate the times on the natural river, because it's something what you don't find at the concrete basins. You know, you have a nature, there's a spirit of the water and of the nature. It's very nice, and there's less and less courses like this. So whenever I'm on the course, like maybe in next 2 weeks, I will be paddling Lipno, where the dam will release the water to the course underneath. It's like 6 kilometers, class 5 whitewater, which is going to be really fun. So yeah, I'm definitely glad to be going back on the nature courses.
Number 5 is the most difficult, right?
Well, yeah, I think we can say that.
You became quite famous recently. Do you try to keep your private life out of the eye of the public?
Yeah, it's been really recent, so I didn't really organize my head yet. I have to think what to say, what to do, where to go. But I think private life is important and shouldn't be shown in the media, for sure. Well, we just went for a burger and there was a newspaper and it was like my picture with a like half naked body, so so it was pretty funny. It was a gossip newspaper, so I didn't really know why.
It's part of the fame. You have to count on it.
I think slalom kayaking is not such a big sport that they would follow us till like next Olympics, I would say. But that's why I'm trying to like do all the stuff I'm invited to and do a lot of media appearance that I can actually raise the sport a little bit, not just to me personally, but I think it's important for our sport because I think sport is great and people really enjoyed watching a kind of slalom in the Olympics, for sure.
That's great of you. I remember that something like that Martina Sablikova did when she won the first medal and became well known.
Yeah. Well, there is a big project which could be done in a future, and it's a rebuilding of a Prague Troyer course. If that would happen, I think it will be great for the sport because there's completely new construction of the course, very good for training, and yeah, we would just step up for sure. So if my silver medal at the Olympics could help at least a little bit for this, I would be super happy.
Besides your sports career, what is on the top of your priority list?
Well, I think there's many important things in your life, and one of the most important thing is a family, to be surrounded by nice people and good friends, and that's the most important thing. And there's a lot of other stuff I want to do because I feel good after that.
Definitely you have a power to affect, if not change, some people's minds right now, because you're their hero, you're our hero here. What would you change if you had a power like that?
Well, I'm not considering myself as a powerful man with this, so I've never really thought about this. It's a pretty difficult, tough question.
Okay, I'll ask you another one. What was the way your parents used to call you when you were a bad boy when you were little?
Well, my parents, they were always telling me like Vavro, Vavro, because my original name, it's a little bit more difficult to pronounce it fast and quickly, and maybe when I was doing bad stuff they had to be quick, so.
And the good way, is there any way, like when they wanted to say you're a good boy?
I don't realize anything like that. They just kept telling me like Vavra the same.
This is the way you prefer the people to call you, Vavra?
I just don't really recognize. I always find it really funny when someone trying to call me Vavrin. I like it for sure, but it's sometimes funny.
So I'm glad our guest today on One on One Show was Vavřinec, Vavra Hradílek, and I hope to meet you soon here. Have a nice day and enjoy everything you do in your life.
Thanks, it was great.